Well, if you like to get involved with your theater, there's an opportunity coming up at the No Theater as they bring Dog and Pony DC to town to bring their production of Beer Town. And joining me this evening to tell us a little bit more about Beer Town is the director and one of the co-founders of Dog and Pony DC, Rachel Grossman. Welcome, Rachel.
Welcome.
Okay, now this is a little different in terms of theater. I should first start off by prefacing that Dog and Pony DC is a company that has appeared at the Fringe Festival here in Cincinnati.
Yes, we've been here at the Fringe twice before.
And this is kind of a Fringe type of show in terms of it's a different type of production.
Yes. So Dog and Pony DC specializes in what we call audience integrated theater. So the audience is interwoven into the experience and the narrative of the show. Now, I know some people will start getting really itchy out there when they hear that. But I think what's unique about our work and specifically about Beer Town is nothing is really ever forced in that engagement or participation. So it's going to be a real interesting mix for people that want to try something new, dip their toe into the water.
And of course, for those people who are a little reticent about that, this production of Beer Town is a celebration. So they're actually sort of at this big party. So all they have to do is be just a good party guest.
Yeah, absolutely. Because Beer Town is taking place in this imagined town of Beer Town on the fifth anniversary or the quinquennial of the town taking out its time capsule, which it does every 5 years and celebrates Time Capsule Day, where we review the contents and see, are these contents representative of who we are as a community?
Now, the way you approach producing in various cities, because you do tour this show.
Yes.
Is that you bring in one or two of your company members, mm-hmm. as well as you as director. Mm-hmm. But then everybody else involved in the cast is a local performer.
Yes, absolutely.
So people will be seeing people that they've seen at the No, maybe seen at OTR Improv.
Yes. Well, it's really exciting for us. We only have one company member from Dog and Pony DC performing in the show. That's one of our other co-founders, Wickham Avery. The artist pool here in Cincinnati, and particularly around the No, is just very unique because you have folks with that blended skill set of regular theater acting with a script, but also a strong improv background and a real sketch writing experience, particularly around the No serial program that they've been running. So it just has a real strong performer pool that already has the skills that lend themselves to perform in a show like Beer Town.
Now, reading over the information regarding the show, it starts off with an ice cream social.
Well, it's a dessert potluck. I might warn people away from bringing ice cream because of the melt factor. We did have a number of people bring ice cream sandwiches to one performance a few years ago, and they were quite a mess by the time intermission hit. We encourage everyone to bring a dessert to share with everyone else. Something you make at home, fine. Something you buy at the store or your favorite bakery, that's fine too.
And then everybody starts with the sort of like any kind of dessert socialization. Everybody mm-hmm. starts standing around all like that. And then you open the time capsule.
Yes.
Now, is the time capsule the same items each time, each performance, or is this something that varies?
I think there's a dream performance of Beer Town in which we're actually able to sort of keep up with the changing times of every performance, but it might well put our cast under. So worth noting, actually, about the time capsule that it is being specially designed by the No designers and by the Cincinnati designers. So it's not the time capsule that Dog and Pony has been using. The set of artifacts, as they're called, are reset every performance, very Groundhog Day-like. However, there are new artifacts that are being proposed by citizens of the town, so cast members. And each of the three cast members that are proposing artifacts, they each have different ones. So on any given performance, you might come to a show and see a completely different set of proposed artifacts. And of course, the debate will be different because the audience composition is different on any night.
And in addition to the different artifacts, because a good amount of the show is improv-based, you're probably going to see something a little different every time.
Oh, absolutely. And I've either performed in it or seen the show 70 or 80 times now. And while you see similar themes, I am constantly being surprised by performers, by audience, surprised, delighted, challenged. And I'm so excited to see what Cincinnati audiences bring.
Let's talk a little bit about Dog and Pony DC.
Sure.
Tell us about the company, how you came to be, what you like to do.
Well, we are an ensemble company, so that means we work as a collective. There are 9 of us right now in the company. We are based in Washington, D.C., so most of our artists, our primary artists, are based from the D.C. metro area. We are a devised company, which means we create all of our work collectively, which can be a bit of a maddening process. And our work, as I was saying earlier, is based all around this principle of audience integration. So we are constantly saying this phrase, the audience completes our ensemble. So we become very community-focused, audience-focused, and we're interested in sort of upending the way that theater is produced and consumed, both in D.C. and across the country. So what are new skills that we can be providing our peers and learning from others, both arts-based fields and non-arts-based fields, about the way theater can change our perspectives, allow for more dialogue, change the world, solve world hunger, maybe cure cancer. We're getting on that.
Exactly. Help children and bring about
exactly,
world peace.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that's 2018.
Now, working with audience members, whether you pull them up one by one or working mm-hmm. in an environment of audience members,
yes.
can always be surprising.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you try to prepare your actors for with audience participation of this sort?
So the first thing is we can never rehearse without audience, any of our shows, but definitely with Beer Town. In the second act of Beer Town, we have run through once without an audience. And basically from there on out, I said, we will never run through act two again unless we have an invited audience. So we have, and this is highly unusual, we have 7 or 8 of our rehearsals. We have audience members coming in, upwards of, 20 people coming into a rehearsal. We do a lot of work around clowning. We do a lot of work around education techniques, teaching techniques. So it's talking about how do you meet people where they're at, invite them into the process, allow them to participate where they're at, and show them different ways that they can come in, enter into the show, and then leave them alone so that they can do their thing.
Do you find there's a difference in preparing a show like this for a run of a few weeks with traditional scheduling versus a fringe schedule?
Absolutely. I mean, and for us, we don't tend to participate in fringe, certainly in a fringe schedule, not with new actors, because it takes a very long time to sort of pick up this comfort level in working with audience. So we actually started working with most of the cast in the summer during the fringe. And I came back in August, almost immediately, and we started workshopping, including participating in community events where you had actors practicing talking to strangers at a Taste of OTR about what they thought objects best represented their community. So completely out of the context of the show, and then the next day doing a read-through of the script, talking about the debate, and then trying to apply those two experiences, which, of course, they did beautifully. It's a long process out of just touch points and allowing for a lot of gestation time in between where they're looking at what's happening in their local community in Cincinnati, in the state, and also the national community, and saying, well, where is this, my character and myself, connecting in to the dialogue that's happening around? How might I provide different perspectives? Because that prepares them to then enter into a debate where there'll be different perspectives. So then by the time we get into rehearsal, we're sort of mirroring a fairly traditional staging process with these invited rehearsals being dropped into it.
Well, that is Beer Town, being presented by Dog and Pony DC at the No Theater March 2nd through the 19th. And those performances are Wednesday through Saturday at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 3 o'clock. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, co-founder of Dog and Pony DC and director of Beer Town, Rachel Grossman. Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks so much.
For more information on Beer Town, Dog and Pony DC, and the No Theater, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.